Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. The
score! It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
5 on it. Yeah. 5 on a time, and for that, Russell Dorsey now joins us in studios. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Russell, good morning, or good afternoon. I'm sorry, it's afternoon.
What's going on, Marshall? How you doing?
Long time no see.
I know, right?
Well, for our listeners, it's long time no hear, but you know what? You're here. Glad you could step
in.
Yeah,
shout out to 708 texter that said, no more Dorsey for the love of God, before I said a word.
How'd that make you feel when you got in front of the computer and that's the first thing you see on the text line?
If I saw it yesterday after 4 hours of me, I get it. That's a lot of me. But, like, I hadn't said anything, texter. Like, what are we doing here?
He's scared of what you might say.
I guess so.
Number one. The Cubs opened their 4-game series against NL Central rival, the Cardinals, with an 8-2 loss. Right-hander Ben Brown gave up 8 runs in 5-plus innings, tying a career high. After the game, this is what manager Craig Counsell had to say about Brown's start.
This is part of being a young starting pitcher in the league and trying to make progress. As you have to get 15, 18 outs in a game, it's difficult.
Did you take issue with manager Craig Counsell's approach to Ben Brown's bad outing?
I'm not even surprised by what Craig Counsell said, because he's at the point where he's looking at 19 straight days of baseball games. He's like, we got to find somebody to pitch us through it. And you're not going to win all the games. And yesterday, the white flag went up. That was it. Like, after 3 good innings, 2 outs in the fourth, bam. 2 outs in the fifth, bam. 2 outs in the fifth still, bam. Start you in the sixth, bam. I mean, 4-2 run homers, you know what it is. You know what it ain't. It ain't a win.
The two out runs are the backbreakers. It's like, oh man, we're almost out of the inning. And after what he said after Colin Ray's outing, it's really the same thing.
Yeah, we got to get through these innings.
We got to get through 15 outs, 16 outs. And we talked about that yesterday on the show. It's like, that's the bar for that fifth, fourth, sixth starter role right now. It's like, can you get us through the fifth inning, please?
Let me tell you something. That can't be the bar for more than one starter on your staff.
I just don't know what else you can do right now. Who else are you going to go to?
Chris Flexen?
Jordan Wicks?
Well, no, I'm saying Chris Flexen as the swing man now, the new long man, the guy who replaced Colin Ray. He can be a bolt guy in one of those games. Now, at least today, he'll have a fresh bullpen to see if he can even up the series. If not, they go down 2-0 to the Cards, and whew, that lead in the NL Central gets whittled down a little more.
Yeah, at some point, somebody is going to have to get you through 6 innings and get a quality start to give your offense an opportunity.
Well, here's the kicker. Tonight, they have that guy on the mound, the guy who, since Justin Steele and then Shota Imanaga went down, Jameson Taillon has been that dude. He didn't have a great outing the last time out. Let's see if he can figure it out this time. But I will remind you, he is a fly ball pitcher, and it is hot.
It's hot.
And it is humid, and the balls, they have been flying.
Five on Number two.
White Sox general manager Chris Getz met the media Monday and discussed expectations for the July 31st trade deadline.
Yeah, fairly active. You know, we've got some players that have already garnered attention, and you know, if it makes sense for us to make a move to help us for the long term, then we're going to consider that.
So White Sox general manager Chris Getz yesterday. Are there any White Sox players that should be of interest to Cubs president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer?
Funny that you mentioned that. I've been on the Luis Robert Jr. train for a while now, and Russell's looking at me like I'm crazy. But if he can get it together between now and the trade deadline, why not? Why not?
Well, I can give you a lot of reasons why not. Slash line, 184, 271, 302.
It's like you weren't even listening to my answer.
I heard everything you're saying, and it doesn't matter.
If he gets it together.
We keep saying that. We've been saying that for a year now about Luis Robert Jr., and at some point, you are what your numbers say you are. We're about to be in July, Marshall. If I had runners on the corner, one out, and Luis Robert Jr. is coming to the plate, does that strike fear into you as an opponent? Or are you like, okay, here comes a double play ball. Or here comes a strikeout. Like, I've reported this before. There wasn't much interest in Luis Robert Jr. last year. Like, teams weren't calling the White Sox. And so he's a worse player this year. What would make somebody call? And what would make the White Sox say, we're going to trade him for pennies on the dollar, even though we have the club option and we can try this again next season and hopefully he's a better player?
So wait, is it your belief that even if he does not get better between now and the end of this season, they would punch the $20 million option?
I'm saying, would you rather just trade him for pennies on the dollar, or would you rather try again and have him bounce back?
I guess the White Sox fan in me would like to see him try again because they've got to spend money on something.
Like, so. I really don't think you have anything to lose outside of the money. And it's probably a better gamble to say, hey, the guy that we saw hit 38 home runs, be a Gold Glove caliber center fielder, is still in there. But if we move him now, we're not getting nearly the value that we could get if he's better. Because, and then you have a longer runway of not saying, okay, in the next 3 weeks, if he looks better, like, you have more time.
The problem with the White Sox roster and what they're doing right now as far as trying to get guys to maybe flip, they don't have, usually when you talk about a bad team, you're talking about, oh, but they got that one bullpen arm. Michael Kopech's not walking out that tunnel. They don't have anyone that you're like seeing other teams possibly be hot for. And that's why Luis Robert Jr. is my default answer.
No.
I guess Talkman, but he's okay. Lefty. No, they need a righty bat. Not a lefty bat. Benintendi's a lefty, not a righty bat.
I bet they'd like Shane Smith. That's the guy they want. But that would never happen.
Shane Smith, yeah, Rule 5 guy. No, the Cubs don't even have that kind of. They are such.
But you were saying, what's the guy that they would want? It's the guy that could pitch right now.
But Smith hasn't been pitching well.
You could do a lot worse if you're the Cubs right now, is what I'm saying.
My issue with that is Smith is a Rule 5 guy, so you got to keep him on your roster. You don't have any.
That wasn't the question.
The
guy that you would want.
It can't be Smith if you have to keep him on your roster. You cannot possibly send him down.
Fine. I'm just saying.
Okay. We agree to agree.
So,
he agrees with me.
So let's say, hypothetically, the Cubs did get Luis Robert Jr. I think there's one reason why they get him.
Speed.
No, not because of that.
Defense.
That makes me think that Kyle Tucker wouldn't come back if they were to make that deal.
Let's go back to that for a second. Because the other reason is the roster crunch. You don't need a center fielder. You don't need a right fielder.
Correct.
You don't need a left fielder.
Don't need a DH. Don't they need a backup center fielder?
What you're doing? You're trading for Luis Robert to make him a backup center fielder?
Just listen to what I'm saying. They need an upgrade from Vidal Bruan as far as if Pete Crow Armstrong needs a day off. If Pete Crow Armstrong goes on the 10-day IL, who's playing center field?
Bruan. You got to cross that bridge.
To center.
You're calling up Alcantara. That can't be it.
You can go trade for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa or somebody like that. Like, you don't have to trade for Luis Robert if that's what you're going to do. Like, if you want a backup center fielder, go get a backup center fielder.
Okay, well, Luis Robert Jr. might be a backup center fielder.
Go get Michael A. Taylor or something like that. Like, if you want a backup center fielder. Speaking of guys that Jed would want on the White Sox, like,
you know what's sad about that? Michael A. Taylor has a higher batting average than Luis Robert Jr.
Woof.
That's what's sad about that. That entire thing you wrote down just now, that's what's sad about that statement. And I've been wishing Michael A. Taylor was better, but he's better than Luis Robert Jr. in his production this season. Five on
it. According to CHSN's Chuck Garfine, the White Sox have agreed to terms on a minor league contract with right-hander Noah Syndergaard. He has reported to the complex in Glendale. He has last pitched in the majors with the Dodgers and Guardians in 2023. Can White Sox senior pitching advisor Brian Bannister fix Thor?
That's a great question, because I love the gamble by the White Sox. I don't even think it is much of a gamble. Just get guys who used to be able to pitch and see if you can rehab them to the point where they can be traded. Like, this is like a furniture rehab situation, right, Russ?
He's 32 years old.
Yes.
And the last time we saw him in the big leagues, he had a 6.50 ERA in 18 starts. The one thing I do think the White Sox have been able to do since the new regime took over is find pitching and really develop pitching. However, I know the name is like a former big name, but this doesn't really move me. Like, this is 100% a lotto ticket.
Yeah.
Hey, if we hit on it,
if you're the White Sox,
you can move them potentially at some point.
All the lotto tickets if you're the White Sox. That's my point. That's what you do. You say, let's see how this works. And if it does work, you get something for virtually nothing.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So you're not.
No.
Are you saying it's impossible? It's not. It can't happen?
I'm saying I'm not, like, it doesn't move me. It's like, okay.
Yeah, but your standard's a lot higher than White Sox standards. You know what I'm saying? In all things.
I think all teams should have a higher standard for themselves. Have a championship level standard.
But the White Sox aren't in position to win a championship.
You have to put yourself in that mindset before you get there, Marshall Harris.
Oh, so you are an Arturis Karnachovas fan. Got it.
No. Don't get me started on that.
Number four.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers dropped this news today on ESPN's The Pat McAfee Show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
It's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN. What's your reaction to Rodgers' claim that this will be his final year playing in the National Football League?
You know what? It's not even about the claim that this will be his final year. It's about what he said and how he said it. That sounds like a guy right there ready to lead somebody somewhere. This is why the floor is 9-8, and the ceiling is Super Bowl. That sounds like a guy with a chip on his shoulder, something to prove, and he's given all the love to the Steelers and the city of Pittsburgh, and I think he's a guy that could make some things happen in the AFC North.
If that was the reality of the situation, and you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, why in the hell did you not draft a quarterback until the sixth round? Like, if you knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to retire after this year, and you were going to be left with Will Howard to be your quarterback of the future, why didn't you make a plan for after Rodgers is no longer your quarterback? Like, I don't understand the process here. You don't go get a 40-year-old quarterback who's only going to play 1 year and then retire and then say, we got to take somebody, Will Howard.
He's their Kyle Tucker.
No, he's not. That's ridiculous. That might be the most ridiculous thing I ever heard you say. You're saying you're comparing a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers to going into his prime Kyle Tucker? Are you crazy, Marshall?
What?
I'm saying you got him for 1 year. And wow. In that year, you might do big things.
That's a horrible comparison.
Keep him healthy. Keep him upright. He can. They said the whiz on the ball still works. Like, it's the, like, the sound still sounds the same with Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball.
You got it.
Oh, not the you got it.
You got it, big dog.
Not you got it, big dog.
Big dog.
Listen, Are you saying that Aaron Rodgers? What do you think that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers will do this season? If you had to just make a prediction,
9-10 wins max.
Playoffs?
No. In the AFC? No.
Marshall, what's your ceiling for the Steelers?
Super Bowl.
Oh my God. This dude is crazy. What? You're telling me 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Super Bowl? You know who the quarterbacks in the AFC are?
Yes.
List them off for me.
Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow.
You're getting a
Justin
little...
Herbert. No. You said it, Marshall. This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
They should take your mic away. I'm sorry, Chicago, for yelling this. That's one of the wildest things I've ever heard. Out of my good friend, Marshall Harris.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Aaron Rodgers is better than quarterbacks past. As in, since Ben Roethlisberger, they haven't had a quarterback as good as Aaron Rodgers. Would you agree with that statement?
I don't know, man. Sure.
Okay, but if I get this short, but if
it's not about him, it's about the other quarterbacks in the AFC. We listed 5 quarterbacks that are better than him. Not only better than him, better than the other quarterbacks in the NFL.
So you're saying Mike Tomlin, who every year seems to find a way to get his team to...
Man, we need to stop. We need to have an honest conversation about Mike Tomlin, too.
Mike Tomlin hasn't been good because he hasn't... he hasn't been better because he hasn't had a good quarterback.
You know what you should do? You should draft the quarterback in the first round then. Or the second round. Don't wait until the 6th round and then you're going to put all your chips on a 40-year-old who nobody wanted.
847 on the text line. Marshall, Aaron Rodgers is leaving Soldier Field this year on a stretcher. Period.
Oof. Yeah, I thought that's where you guys were going to go when your reaction to this maybe the last year of Aaron Rodgers. My first reaction is, hell yes, thank you. I hate this guy.
Also, 630, quote, don't take Marshall's analogies seriously, end quote. It's right there in the disclaimer.
Nah, Texter. I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. Remind me, what does it say? It says, don't take his analogies seriously, and then what comes right after that? Something comes up right after that, too. I'm trying to remember what it was. But there is a disclaimer.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
Oh,
the sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time.
The problem with that is we're having a serious discussion, and he could just throw whatever BS comp out there, and then I just have to take it with a grain of salt because it's Marshall. No.
815. People didn't want Rodgers because of the ego, not talent. And what I heard on the Pat McAfee show in that clip is a guy without ego, a guy who just wanted to play the game
he loves. That's part of it. If you're telling me 31 teams, and I know most of them probably have the quarterback that they want, but you're telling me all the teams that have bums as quarterbacks didn't want you? What does that say?
They weren't willing to take the risk.
Retire!
Also, I just have to say, the original question before this interview dropped today was reporting out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, give it to him, Ray. Give it to him.
Steelers players were surprised that... I have to get the exact wording. They were surprised at the personality of Aaron Rodgers, that basically he didn't... He wasn't what we all have heard about, all the weird stuff. He's down to earth is I think what the original phrasing was.
You know why?
Of that report.
You know why, Ray? Because he got himself a woman and got married. That's why. It's changed his life.
That story's actually him with the chatbot. That's after him. Has anyone seen this person?
Yeah, we have not seen the person. I mean, he's not under no obligation to share who this person is to the people. But this is what it is. This is from Jeff Hathorn of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, our sister station. Steelers players were, quote, pleasantly surprised by quarterback Aaron Rodgers' personality during minicamp. But this is similar to when we saw Aaron Rodgers first joined the Jets, and he was playing up for the cameras on Hard Knocks. Eventually, the weirdness gets there.
It's whatever. I don't care about the weirdness. You play football? Also, my dad just texted in and said, Aaron Rodgers, go away, please.
Five on it.
In lieu of the big trades we've already seen in the NBA, like Jrue Holiday to Portland and Kevin Durant to Houston, Desmond Bane to Orlando, those were some swing-for-the-fences type of trades. What is the biggest offseason trade you can envision from the Chicago Bulls.
Okay, so for me, trade Coby White, get your picks, trade for Jonathan Kuminga, and trade Vooch in that Kuminga deal. And now we're cooking with a little something. You can see some things coming together if they can get some more assets, have talent, young talent like Jonathan Kuminga, and now have the ability to make future trades when, you know, superstars become available. Because right now they can just sit by and watch.
Acquire talent, acquire picks, take on expiring contracts if you can. I like the Jonathan and Kuminga deal.
Oh, he's back on my side, guys.
Because that made sense. The rest did not. I'm with you, though.
We'll talk more about this in the 1 o'clock hour. But that's going to do it for this edition of Five on It. Mercy. Coming up next on Raheemy and Harris with Russell Dorsey stepping in for Layla. Cubs, the pitching, the situation, it has gotten not dire, but more concerning. Yesterday was concerning, Russ, right? Today it's more concerning.
Yes, very concerning, actually.
Yeah, Russell Dorsey, a national insider of MLB with Yahoo. He'll talk about it next on Raheemy and Harris here on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Turner hits a grounder to short. This is going to do it. The throw to second. There's the force, and the ball game is over. The Cardinals have beaten the Cubs in the opener by a score of 8-2.
Yeah, things were not pretty yesterday in St. Louis as the Cubs got beat down 8-2. Here with me on Raheemy and Harris, Russell Dorsey. You know Russell. Yahoo Sports National MLB Insider, Insider and Analyst for MLB Network, and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. Layla has the day off, so Russ has been kind enough to grace our presence for a second straight day as we talk all things baseball, but a whole lot more, including that Aaron Rodgers conversation that we will revisit later on in the show. But for now, slight concern yesterday, full concern today, because now you have Jameson Taillon on the hill in game two of a four-game set. He is your stopper.
Yeah.
Now, you're lucky because you have another guy that has been your stopper in Shota Imanaga pitching 2 days later. He'll pitch on Thursday in the series finale of this. But the Cubs can't afford to lose this series. I mean, they can, but it feels like momentum will be going in completely in the wrong direction. I ran over some numbers earlier in the show, Russ, and just to remind people of what's going on with the Cubs and the fact they've lost four out of their last five games. It's not just the fact that they've lost. I've been stressing how much they need more starting pitching. And you've been stressing how much they need more bullpen help.
Yeah.
They got to find a way to miss bats. Right now, not only are they not missing bats, they're not missing barrels either. Because when you give up four two-run home runs in one outing, as Ben Brown did yesterday, things are not looking good. So here are the stats I wanted to share with you, Russell. Over the last 7 days, only the Rockies and Marlins have fewer strikeouts than the Cubs' 43. Clearly, the Marlins and the Rockies do not miss bats.
Yeah.
Only the Twins have a higher ERA than the Cubs' 7.81 ERA, and WHIP, the Cubs have a 1.79 ERA over the last week. The Cubs are dead last in batting average against over the last week. Only the Nats, who have given up 19 runs over the last week, have given up more home runs than the Cubs, who have given up 18 home runs over the last week. Now, here's the good news for Cubs fans. Same time span, the Cubs, they lead the majors in home runs with 16. They are fifth in team OPS. That's on base plus slugging percentage, .864.
Yeah.
Second in slug over the last week, trailing only, who would you guess they're trailing over the last week in slugging percentage?
Is it the Cardinals?
No. Go back a little bit further in their recent history. Who dropped 11 last night?
Oh, okay.
It's the Mariners, yes.
Cal Raleigh.
Home run number 32, fourth straight.
He heard us. He heard the show yesterday. He heard the support.
Clearly he did. So what I'm saying is,
yeah,
the offense is still producing, not at levels, you know, unheard of like we saw earlier in the season when they were leading Major League Baseball and runs scored. But the pitching has got to get better because the weather has turned and everyone's going to be hitting with a little more power these days. So you might want to miss some bats.
Yeah, listen. You read off those offensive numbers for the Cubs, and that, like we talked about yesterday, that's really good to have in your back pocket that you know at any day, at any time, any inning, that your offense can come out there and put eight runs on the board. The problem is it puts so much pressure on that offense every night. If they look up there and it's 5-5 games, it's we got to put up seven runs tonight. And you're going to have a point in the year. We haven't really seen it where the Cubs offense is not going to be as good as we're talking about right now.
I would argue we've seen it. They were in a lot of 2-1 games, 3-2 games.
They went through that stretch where they were scoring runs. They weren't hitting homers. Well, and now they are hitting homers because obviously it's warmed up and you're going to get some of that slug back. But there's going to be moments where it's worse than that stretch that you're talking about, where PCA is going to be cold. Tuck is going to be cold. Say Suzuki is going to be cold. Ian Happ is going to be cold. And what are you going to do in those moments? You're going to have to play those games. You're going to need your starters to come through and shoulder some of the load there. And I think we look at this series, if we're going to take it from macro focus to micro focus, we talk about Shota Imanaga coming back on Thursday. Realistically, in his first start back off the IL, he hasn't pitched in the big leagues in a month and a half?
Yeah, and it's a day game.
That's a ton of pressure to put on a guy that just came off the IL to say, we have to win your start because we are not in a good way right now. But that's why he's your ace, right? That's why he's your big dog in that rotation right now. But I do think that puts a lot of pressure on him because realistically, you don't know what Shota Imanaga is going to have on Thursday, right? We talk about with an injury like he had, it's going to be hot down there in St. Louis. Like, they're going to have to manage that, right? That's going to be something they're going to have to watch throughout his start. But yeah, you make great points, Marshall. And I just, we talk about that, what is it, 6 to 9 days now?
before 6 to 9 days
before the move.
So it's interesting that you bring that up, because Bruce Levine was on again with Mullenhall this morning, and they were trying to be like, okay, so could it be Sandy Alcantara? And he said, who said Sandy Alcantara? And he's like, I said it. This is David Haw. And he's like, oh, your sources are telling you. He's like, no, that's what I'm wanting. And he's like, oh, well, it's not Sandy Alcantara.
So this is everything we talked about yesterday, when it's just like, that guy that you're asking for, that David Haw is asking for, that Cubs fans are asking for, the frontline starter, put that in air quotes, that guy is not going to be available on June 23rd, right? That's why we keep bringing up names like, is it Andrew Heaney, question mark? Is it a guy like that? And I know is it Zach Eflin? Like, is it a guy who can take the ball every fifth day and give you six innings where you say, this guy's going to give us an opportunity? It's not going to be some Cy Young front runner or anything like that a month away from the deadline, because realistically, guys, it is very difficult to jump the market, right? If I'm a team and I say, I want to get this guy and I want to get him before he's even available to everybody else, you have to put out a ridiculous offer, or what some team considers the best offer that they're going to get. But very rarely is a team going to look at that a month before and say, well, if I got some more teams involved, I could probably get more than this. That's usually what happens. And so I'm glad that Bruce said that, because I think everybody needs to take a breath and take a step back.
No. I think it's a good discussion to have, though, here on Raheemy and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla, as we talk about the Cubs and what they need to do about their pitching to get back in a right way, as Russ described it. So here's the deal. They can go get that guy that you're talking about right now, and still, closer to the deadline, go hopefully a frontline ace is available. So I think they need two starting pitchers. Here's why. I think Ben Brown, Cade Horton, that's not going to last to the end of the season. No. That's not. So now you're down to Jameson Taillon, Matthew Boyd, and Shota Imanaga. Those are your three guys. Because Colin Ray goes back to the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Ben Brown goes down to AAA, and then maybe bring him back to the bullpen when you need that swing and miss stuff. Even if they do get some help in the bullpen with high leverage situation type stuff. The perfect storm for the Cubs right now would be this. Go get one of these guys you're talking about right now, and then have a situation where Colin Ray can then go to the bullpen, where Ben Brown can go down to AAA, work on his third pitch, be available if they need a spot starter, because guys are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to miss a turn, and then Ben Brown is available. And then Ben Brown, you put him in a bullpen role for this, hey, it's 2025, Cal Tucker year, all or nothing. And now you've got, hopefully, him, Brad Keller, Porter Hodge, Daniel Palencia, Caleb Thilbar. That's five guys right there that if they're pitching like they're capable of pitching, you feel like you've got more swing and miss than you did today.
Let me throw out a name at you, Marshall Harris. Could I interest you in Merrill Kelly from the Arizona Diamondbacks?
You can interest me in Merrill Kelly.
He has a 3 ERA. He struggled to start the year. Has a 3 ERA over his last 7 starts.
What's that K per 9 looking like?
Let's look at that. I didn't have that pulled up. K per 9. He does have 93 strikeouts on the year.
Oh, then I know his K per 9 is in double digit land. It should be anyway, if he's got 93 Ks.
Why isn't it coming up? He's not a big swing and miss guy, like, in his career. So, but it's an arm that is not frontline starter, but it's a guy that's a reliable starter and has been a reliable starter.
And that's my point when I say they need two starters. They need the reliable starter, but they also have to have a guy that you can throw out in game one, hopefully. If not, then game two of a playoff series.
Merrill Kelly is 20th in baseball in strikeouts this year.
Yeah, that's what Merrill Kelly.
So enough swing and miss to be effective.
Yeah, he's perfectly at 9.
And has started playoff games before.
Yes. He's got the experience. He's 36 years old, I believe.
Yeah, and is going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
It sounds like it's lining up. It's lining up. Problem is, he pitches for the Diamondbacks, and last I checked, they do not currently carry a white flag in their pocket. They're not looking to do all that.
They're also fourth place in a division that has three big boys ahead of them, and they've been hovering around 500. At some point, they're going to be one of those teams that says,
all right, let's reload for 2026. Especially, they've had four guys this year. I actually think it's five that have gone down with UCL injuries and have had Tommy John surgery. The main ones being Corbin Burns, who they signed to a $210 million deal this past offseason. Jordan Montgomery had it before the season started. AJ Puck in their bullpen and Justin Martinez in their bullpen. So that's a team that's kind of, I know they did damage against the White Sox on the South side last night, but they're kind of running on fumes. So I'm really looking at them as being a team that as we get closer to the deadline, a lot of teams are probably calling.
Okay, so I like that you said they're running on fumes right now, but here's why they don't think they're running on fumes. They're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. And I think as long as you're within 2-3 games out of a wild card, you're thinking one good week, right? Like right now, the Brewers and the Cardinals coming off one good week. Guess what one good week has them at? Tied for the final wild card spot. And everybody in their minds right now, one good week. They're just one good week away. Like the Twins in their mind are one good week away from being right back where they need to be. They're 3.5 games out of a wild card spot. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So I think it's way too early, but if, hey, there's teams that might be on the verge of giving up, like the Twins who have lost four in a row, you go and you grab something. You grab something. You know, down the street from me, there's a hardware store going out of business, and every week I would walk by. First week I walk by, 30% off everything. We're going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Second week I walk back, 40% off everything, and so on and so forth. And I went in there when it was 40% off. I was like, let me see if there's anything I need. I bought some like stuff, just stuff. Stuff that I was going to need.
Eventually.
When it came to 70% off, I was like, well, let me see if there's anything, a big purchase I'm going to need to make. When I tell you those shelves were not the same as they were when there was 40% off. And I think the Cubs are doing a good job here. If they can get a reliable guy, as you're describing it, it'll be interesting to see what happens next in terms of bullpen help and still the hunt for a frontline starter. So I hope they can make that move as soon as possible because I think that gets Ben Brown, Colin Ray in their appropriate spaces, and now you feel much better about the chances of the Cubs holding off these other teams in the National League Central.
I think we have so many teams that are in the middle. I would be prepared to have a very quiet deadline where teams make ancillary moves and you get some back-end arms with depth, but there are going to be a lot of teams at this year's deadline because so many teams are going to be able to look at it and say, we're only a game and a half, we're only two games out, that are going to believe they're better than they actually are.
Cubs clearly are buyers heading into the trade deadline, which is July 31st, so we've got 5 weeks to get it together, if you will. Meanwhile, there are clear sellers, not very many of them, but the White Sox are one of them. Wait till you hear what Chris Getz had to say about his precarious situation, although I guess it's not precarious. It was expected. Russell Dorsey will help us kind of translate, if you will, Chris Getz, as a front office guy, what does this mean for the White Sox going forward? That's when we come back with more Raheem and Harris right here on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Four.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
There's a lot of things to highlight. Obviously, there are other areas that need to be continued to develop and worked on, and you know, we're focused on doing that. So, you know, we had objectives coming in that we really wanted to focus on with our major league staff, and they've done a pretty good job in executing that. But we know that there's more that needs to happen for us to really turn the corner and accelerate some things.
There are buyers, there are sellers, there are holders, there are rebuilders, there are retoolers. But Chris Getz is he's a seller. He and his White Sox organization, as they try to navigate 1 year removed from setting the record for most losses in a Major League Baseball season, as we come back with more here on Rahimi and Harris featuring Russell Dorsey, who's in for Layla Rahimi today. And Russ, before we get to this Chris Getz discussion, you wanted to address something you saw on the text line?
Yeah, a texter asked, could Jacob DeGrom be an option for the Chicago Cubs? And it's a good question from 229. Here's the reason I'd say no. Jacob DeGrom, surprisingly enough, is 37 years old, right? So same age as Chris Sale. He's also making $40 million a year for the next 3 years. So it's $40 million this year, and then I believe it's $39, then $37 million.
Don't forget about the $20 million option
when he's 39 years old, and then there's a $20 million club option. I'd have a hard time paying that for a 37-year-old if Texas isn't going to eat some of the money. But let me direct you to another guy in the Rangers rotation that might fit the bill. Can I interest you in Tyler Mahle? Right-hander for the Texas Rangers. Now, he's currently on the IL with shoulder fatigue.
I was going to say, I think he's hurt.
But hear me out. Shoulder fatigue, if it checks out and he comes back and he's healthy, that might be a guy that might interest you. Tyler Mahle, who signed a 2-year deal, is going to be a free agent at the end of the season, currently making $16.5 million this year. But when he's been healthy, he's been effective for the Rangers. Start of the year is one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Maybe, as that other guy we were talking about. I mean, there's lots of guys who fall into that. This is a guy who could get you.
He's better than the other options on the market when it comes to, like, who can be, like, a solid starter, right? Like, there just aren't that many guys. And I think Texas falls into this category of team that isn't playing well but probably doesn't want to punt because they don't want to feel like or make their fans feel like they're punting on 2026. The Braves are in that category too when we were talking about Sale. But I think the thing with Texas is I think their front office looks at it and says, we're a couple years removed from a World Series. We still have Marcus Semien and Corey Seager and all these guys that are in their prime while we're in this championship window in a division that doesn't have a world beater anymore, even though here are the Astros once again. Like, I think you're going to have a lot of teams that are going to have a hard time pulling the trigger.
So, speaking of pulling the trigger, one team that is not having necessarily a hard time deciding whether or not they will sell or not still has a player that is of high notoriety, we'll call it, and that's the White Sox. When I talk about Luis Robert Jr., and you would think, okay, they're selling everything. Anything that can be moved will be moved. Problem is, they don't know if they can move Luis Robert Jr. So Chris Getz was actually asked about the possibility of keeping Luis Robert Jr. past the deadline.
I heard your MLB radio interview over the weekend where you talked a little about Luis Robert, and you said you do kind of look at him that you could have him for two more years. Is that, I mean, I know you have like a board where you kind of map things out, not just for this year, but 26, 27. You do see him as someone who could possibly be a part of this moving forward?
That's a real possibility. I mean, you know, when you still watch Luis Robert play, you're looking at a guy that can change the game pretty quickly in a lot of different ways. And those types of players are hard to find, you know, and that's the reason why there's a lot of attention on Luis Robert, because he's earned that right, because he's performed at a high level, and to find talent like that is not easy. So, you know, obviously he's been more productive in the past, but that doesn't mean that we don't believe in the potential here with the Chicago White Sox. We've never out there making phone calls on you know, about Luis Robert. It's teams calling us, and we have conversations, and we kind of stick to the plan that we've been working by, you know, so far, in which if we feel like we can help the long-term health of the organization, so be it. But we like having Luis Robert, and I enjoy having him in the lineup on a nightly basis.
Unfortunately, Luis Robert Jr. is going the way of an NFL wide receiver who no longer can catch. All the skills, the tools, but he can't actually catch the ball. Right now, as long as Luis Robert Jr. cannot hit, he can do a lot of things, yes, but the hit is the primary function.
You know what that sounds like?
Tell me.
That sounds like everything I've been telling you guys about Luis Robert for the last 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he basically confirmed that, hey, because of the contract situation, because they have those options, and because you would much rather have him rebuild the value before you move him from penny on the dollar, hey, we can just keep him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I understand that you want to be in a situation, if you're rebuilding and everything must go, it's everything of value must go. Right? Like, there really is no point of moving him if you're like, if he's gonna hit under 200 and the power is completely gone. Like, if you're just saying, whoa, he's good defensively, like, there are a lot of guys that are really good defensively that aren't gonna cost $20 million a pop if you're another team that's calling the White Sox.
Speaking of money, we know that there's now a succession plan in place for Jerry Reinsdorf as far as White Sox ownership.
Eventually,
2029 at the earliest, 2033 at the latest. With the Ishbia money. So Chris Getz was asked if an influx of capital can be expected soon to add, you know, some big money talent.
That time will come. It will. And we'll have those conversations. You know, but right now, once again, it's really about continuing the development of these guys, learning what they're capable of doing at the major league level. And, you know, if we feel like it's appropriate to supplement the club with free agents, we're going to do that. That's in the plans.
Your reaction to that, Russ Dorsey?
It made me laugh. I appreciate Chris answering the question. That time will come. I've heard that a lot from a lot of people.
When will that time come, Russ?
Eventually.
Will it come next year?
No.
Will it come in 2027?
No.
Will it come in 2028?
No. Like, can we be realistic here?
Yeah, be realistic.
Until I see that money, until I see a transfer of ownership, like, let's stop pretending that, oh, the Ishbia is on the way. They don't.
Okay.
Also, I've been seeing this text on the text line for a couple of weeks now. People are asking, what about Trevor Bauer to the Cubs? Let me tell you, for everybody out there, Trevor Bauer will not be signing with the Chicago Cubs. Trevor Bauer will not be signing with any major league team. So we can just shut those down. Also, another text we were talking about, DeGrom said, if the Cubs take on that contract, they shouldn't have to give anything up. If you want to take on a $40 million contract per year, we've been talking about the Cubs and money for a while here, since I've been joining you and Layla, right?
Kyle Tucker.
You're going to cut into the Tuck money or the potential Tuck money to pay for a 37-year-old right-hander who, I understand when he's healthy, he's been generational, but he's 37, making $40 million a year, and is coming off of, a year ago, his second Tommy John surgery?
Does not seem prudent, although he's putting up great numbers.
He's always putting up great numbers when he's healthy. The problem is, when he's healthy.
Hall of Famer?
No.
Two Cy Youngs.
So
the career ERA is
I just don't think he'll beautiful. Have. I don't think he'll have the body of work.
Okay.
It's a good conversation to have one day, though.
Yeah, we can have that conversation down the road. Up next, we're going to continue the baseball talk. Russell Dorsey, the Yahoo Sports National MLB insider, he joins us in Layla's stead as we continue with more Raheemi and Harris right here on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.